to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 88.5 FM in Boulder, 1390 AM in Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and of course we're live online everywhere at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. It's now 7 o'clock, time for the Opera Box. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. And tonight, my playlist deals with the dramatic consequences of adultery. Sometimes suspicions are wrong, as in Verdi's Otello. Sometimes revenge is sweet and violent, and sometimes there is forgiveness. It's all very dramatic. Join me for tonight's Opera Box. The jealous and easily manipulated Otello, wrongly believing his wife Desdemona has been unfaithful, murders her with his bare hands. From Verdi's masterpiece based on Shakespeare's great play, Otello. And in that recording, we heard Placido Domingo as Otello, Renata Scotto as Desdemona, and James Levine conducted the National Philharmonic Orchestra. It's about 4.5 minutes now after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of the dramatic consequences of adultery, real or imagined. Most of the stories of operatic adultery put the woman in the relationship as the unfaithful one. Sometimes the woman pays the price, sometimes it's her lover, sometimes both. And sometimes both are forgiven, as in this next sample from Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. Isolde is the wife of the defeated Irish rebel King Morold. She's brought to England to be married to King Mark to join the two countries, and she's accompanied by Mark's faithful knight and nephew, Tristan, whom Isolde hates for killing Morold. Well, in an effort to kill Tristan and commit suicide, Isolde gave him a poisoned drink as a toast, but it was a love potion, and they were both instantly consumed with desire. In this scene from Act Two, which takes up most of Act Two, Mark is off hunting, and Tristan and Isolde meet secretly to consummate their desires. Wagner's music leaves nothing to the imagination, and the lovers are discovered in the act by the king, and one of his couriers wounds Tristan. But King Mark will later learn the truth and forgive them both. From Act Two of Tristan und Isolde.
Oh,
Illicit lovers Tristan and Isolde are discovered in the act by King Mark, who was to marry Isolde from Act Two of Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. In that recording, we heard Wolfgang Wingassen as Tristan and the great Birgit Nilsson as Isolde. Carl Boehm conducted the Bayreuth Festival Orchestra in a live performance. It's 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and my program features operatic scenes of adultery and its consequences. Now, the next two examples come from short Verismo operas, often performed together, Cavalleria Rusticana and I Pagliacci. The one-hour opera, Cavalleria Rusticana, was composed by Pietro Mascagni in 1888 in response to a sponsored competition, and it won first prize against 75 other contestants. The first prize was that your opera would be staged in Rome, and although the premiere was poorly attended, it was a huge hit from the opening notes. Mascagni composed over a dozen more operas, but this is his most famous. The title of the melodramatic opera roughly means rustic chivalry. Turiddu was engaged to Lola, but while away on army duty, she married the carter Alfio. To make Lola jealous, Turiddu seduced the peasant girl Santuzza, and his plan worked. So when the opera begins, Lola and Turiddu have been having an affair. In the final scene, the village people have come out of church after services, and Turiddu invites everyone to his mother's wine shop for some wine, but Alfio refuses, and there's tension in the air. Well, when they're alone, Alfio and Turiddu confront each other, agreeing to a duel to the death. Turiddu calls to his mother, and he asks her to be a good mother to Santuzza, if anything should ever happen to him. And he then goes off. Suddenly, there's a cry in the distance. Turiddu is discovered, slain in the street. The conclusion of Cavalleria Rusticana by Mascagni.
Ora! Ora! Come!
Lover Turido is found dead in the streets, slain in a duel by Lola's husband Alfio. We heard Giacomo Aragal tenor as Turiddu. Edward Tumajin was Alfio. Alexander Rubari conducted the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony and the Slovak Philharmonic Choir. And we're looking at 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of operatic adultery and its consequences. And stay with me for a classic Monday. I've got a program for Passover and Easter. Tonight is the first night of Passover. Easter Sunday's just around the corner. Join me tonight for that. That's at 8 o'clock here on KGNU. As I said earlier, the other short opera, often paired with Cavalleria Rusticana, is E. Pagliacci, The Clowns, composed by Ruggero Leoncavallo. Leoncavallo was a struggling composer when he saw Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana, and he determined to write his own short Verismo opera, and he began to do that in 1891. And he drew upon an event from his youth, where there was a murder that resulted from a love triangle. The opera concerns a troupe of comic actors, Canio, his wife Netta, Tonio, and Beppe. Netta has a lover, Silvio, and in Act One, they plan to elope after that night's performance. Canio hears her say, "I'll always be yours," to someone outside, but he couldn't see who it was. Well, in Act Two, it's the actual evening of the performance, and it's a play about a love triangle. In the play, Netta's character says, "I will always be yours," to the lover character. When Canio enters the stage and he hears Netta, he knows that his suspicions are true. And losing control, he grabs Netta, demanding to know the name of the lover. The audience thinks it's all part of the play until Canio actually stabs Netta. Silvio's in the audience and runs to the stage, and Canio stabs him as well, declaring, "The comedy is finished."
Del drone infame a cui tirasti in braccio. Thank you. La commedia finita.
Art imitates life, and the clown actor Canio kills his wife and her lover Silvio in front of the stunned audience. The conclusion of I Pagliacci, the clowns. We heard Placido Domingo as Canio and Montserrat Caballé as Netta, and Nello Santi conducted the London Symphony Orchestra and the John Aldus Choir. Well, we're about 20 minutes now before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm Ron Nadel with a program of operatic adultery and its consequences. Well, both Cavalleria Rusticana and I Pagliacci inspired Giacomo Puccini to compose a trilogy of his own short operas, and the plot of the first opera, Il Tabarro, The Cloak, is about a discovered adultery. Michel and his young wife Giorgetta have a freight barge on the Seine River in Paris. Well, ever since their child died, they have not been happy, and Giorgetta began an affair with one of their stevedore workers, Luigi. Well, one night Luigi and Giorgetta planned to meet and perhaps run away for good. She would signal him to come by lighting a match on the deck of the barge. Well, that night, Michel and Giorgetta are talking, and he reminds her of when they were happy together and how he would warm her inside his large cloak. But she remains cold to him and leaves, and he wonders if there's someone else. Along with his thoughts about who it could be, he lights his pipe. Luigi mistakes that for Giorgetta's signal, and Luigi comes aboard the barge looking for her. Michel grabs Luigi. He's much bigger, and throttling Luigi, he demands that he confess or die. When Luigi finally does confess, Michel strangles him to death. Holding his body, he wraps his large cloak around him to conceal him. Giorgetta returns, and Michel opens his cloak to reveal the dead Luigi.
Abbandonarmi e m'ha fatto preghiera di sbarcarlo a Roma.
Michel strangles his wife's lover, Luigi, concealing him within his huge cloak, and when she arrives, he opens his coat to reveal her dead lover. From Il Tabarro, The Cloak, part of Il Trittico, Giacomo Puccini's trilogy of short operas. In this recording, we heard the all-star cast, Robert Merrill as Michel, Renata Tebaldi as Giorgetta, and Mario Delmonico, tenor as Luigi. Lamberto Gardelli conducted the orchestra of the Maggio Musicale. Well, I'm going to end my program with another scene of mistaken suspicions and reverse forgiveness. This is from Verdi's Un ballo in maschera, The Masked Ball. King Gustavo of Sweden and Amelia, the wife of Count Ankerström, have been very close friends, and they love each other, but they have kept their love a secret from each other and have never acted on it. Well, one night, Count Ankerström met with Gustavo to warn him of a possible conspiracy, and in the course of that meeting, he encountered Amelia with the king. Assuming that they've been having an affair, he confronts Amelia later, who denies having any affair. Ankerström then plots to kill the king with the conspirators at the court masked ball. At the ball, the king talks with Amelia, telling her that they must remain apart to avoid any temptation. Ankerstrom approaches and stabs the king. Ankerstrom is immediately restrained. Mortally wounded, the king orders Ankerstrom to be released and unharmed. He understands Ankerstrom's actions and pardons him and the conspirators. And he reassures Ankerstrom that Amelia has always been faithful to him. The king bids farewell and dies, to the dismay of the court. The conclusion of Un ballo in maschera, The Masked Ball, by Verdi.
Sei quella dello scritto, ma fuggi qui m'accerchia. Non penetra nel mio petto il terrore.
Fuggite, fuggite, oh che trafitto cadrete qui.
Rivelami il nome tuo.
Oh Dio, non posso.
E perché piangi, mi supplichi atterrita, onde qua tanta senti pietà della mia vita.
Oh, come resta.
In vanti cieli e maglia, quell'angelo tu sei.
T'amo, si t'amo in lacrime, a me, tuoi materna, a vita nella incognita, della vendetta al ferro,
Thank you.
bella e pura, in braccio a morte, te lo giuro, il Dio masco. Acceso, tu con lei partir dove? Io l'amo come voglio.
King Gustavo of Sweden dies at the hand of Count Ankerström, who believed he was having an affair with his wife, Amelia. However, it was not true, and King Gustavo forgives Ankerström before dying. In that recording, we heard the great Carlo Bergonzi as King Gustavo, Shirley Verrett as Amelia, and Robert Merrill again, this time as Count Ankerstrom. Eric Leinsdorf conducted the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadel. Thanks for joining me for this Opera Box program of dramatic opera of infidelity and its consequences. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday.
Is there ever a time where you hear the last 5 seconds of a song that you love or wonder, what did that DJ just play? AfterFM.com is the answer. We have all of our archived shows on AfterFM.com, as well as exclusive content such as podcasts, as well as interviews and local artists. That's AfterFM.com. Go check it out.
It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Pleasant evening, all. Happy Passover, happy Easter, and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm Ron Nadel, and still your host. And my playlist tonight is composed of classical music which celebrates Passover and Easter, such as Handel's oratorio, Israel in Egypt, about the Exodus. Plus Ernst Toch's wonderful cantata for the bitter herbs. And then in the second half, I'll have music for Easter by James McMillan. Join me for a Classic Monday. Blessed be the Lord, and may He himself.